This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden's first order of business will be managing the coronavirus crisis. U.S. infections are breaking records day after day. The country recorded more than 100,000 new cases for the third straight day and more than 1,000 deaths for the fourth straight day, according to New York Times data. The Biden campaign has put together a group of health and technology experts to work on the development and delivery of a vaccine. As he assembles a new government in general, it's expected to be very diverse as well, said Biden on this issue. Quote, men, women, gay, straight, center, across the board, black, white, Asian, it really doesn't matter. It really matters that you look like the country because everyone brings a slightly different perspective, end quote. This weekend, thousands of people across the United States took to the streets to celebrate the announcement that Joe Biden is the projected winner of the 2020 presidential election. In his first speech since then, the president-elect said he was humbled by the trust and confidence that voters have placed in him, and he said that his presidency will be about rebuilding America. He also appealed to those who had cast their vote for incumbent President Donald Trump, saying it's time to put away harsh rhetoric, lower the temperature, and see one another again. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee filed several lawsuits, including one in the state of Arizona that seeks the manual inspection of potentially thousands of in-person Election Day ballots that they allege were mishandled by poll workers and resulted in some ballot selections being disregarded. The legal challenge against the Democratic Secretary of State centers on instances in which people are believed to have voted for more candidates than permitted. The lawsuit was filed hours after the dismissal of another Arizona lawsuit that contested the use of Sharpie markers in completing Election Day ballots.